Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talented guests on from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we on it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. On top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years, we some veterans. It's one of those days, we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the top that's really yours. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you black gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. If we come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, 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 tune in.
What's going on? Right, what's going on? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio, Tay Real and Bobby G. What's good, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, Tay? It's going to be another good one tonight. You know, we got the brothers. We had these brothers a couple of months back. These guys were great. The Israelites. Yeah, so this is going to be another good one. So you guys, stay tuned.
Yeah, the last discussion, and I just listened to part one to get ready for tonight, and I was like, man, it was epic. You know, I think one of the best interviews we ever had. You know, it was a lot. You know, it's a lot of information, and you know, if you listen to that and you ain't take nothing from that, I don't know. It just might not be no hope for you. It might really not be no hope. You know, so maybe the little job was waiting too long. Yeah, we're going.
They bring the receipts. So, you guys can't really question these brothers. They know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
This will be a good one.
Hey, real quick, Bob, before we get into it, like, are you on speaker? You sound like kind of far away, like, it's kind of can't hear you. I'm going to make sure we hear you clearly before we. Yeah, like kind of like echoey too a little bit. Just want to make sure it's good.
I'm
going to
take care of that. Sure.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'm going to get to this. Yeah, I think you sound better. Say something?
Yeah, so how's that?
Yeah, you definitely sound loud. You just a little echo a little bit, but it's loud.
All right. I'm going to take care of
it
right now.
We can hear you. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It sounds better.
Yeah, man, we got part two, man. We're bringing the vibe back to y'all. This is like a treat. Basically, this is a treat. You know what I mean? Especially for, you know, all of y'all that love the word, enjoy the word, appreciate the word, embrace the word, you know what I mean? These brothers right here, you know, if y'all didn't hear part one, we highly encourage you to go listen to it because these brothers, they bought it. They bought the heat, and they're here to bring it again tonight. So this is Interview with Israelites from Israel United in Christ Part 2. And basically tonight on Israel Talk Radio, we got the gang. We got Captain Amaziah, Officer Matthew, Officer Pin. I feel like I'm about to mess his name up. Phineas.
Phineas.
And Officer Micah, you know. Yeah. And they're the same brothers that was on here on part one. And they're joining us tonight for part two. It's going to be hard to top part one, but we'll be sure to try. For those who didn't hear part one, you can hear it by scrolling through our archives to August 24, 2021, or you can actually go to their, you know, YouTube, you know, they got it on there, and that's listed in the description on this link. You can go to their YouTube, Israel United in Christ, IUICDC, I think. It's titled Interview with Israelites from Israel United in Christ. It doesn't say part one, but it's technically part one. Bobby, you got it pulled up. You want to do the next?
Yes, sir.
You got it pulled
all
up?
Right. Yes, sir.
Next paragraph?
On Israel Talk Radio.
No, next one. Next paragraph. Next paragraph.
Oh, sorry. My fault. My apologies. We will be discussing the state of the world, COVID-19, the economy, holiday celebrations, the impotence of male leadership, and more.
The importance of male leadership and more.
The goal of this conversation, like on part one, is to bring you closer to the truth and to try to ask and answer some of the general questions people want to know about the world and the state of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes, sir. So we highly encourage you to check out part one, like I said before listening to this discussion, you know. And so you'll be caught up to speed, but either way, prepare for this informative conversation. It's no more time to waste. Let's get the brothers on. The brothers, IUIC, Israel United in Christ. Welcome, brothers.
Hey, how y'all brothers doing? Glad to be
doing,
here.
Doing,
good,
doing
man.
Wonderful, man.
Yes,
such
sir.
A pleasure
to
have you
to be
back,
here.
Man.
Yes, sir. Very good
yes, sir.
Back.
It's a
that
pleasure. It's an honor to be here.
Yes.
All
yes,
praise
thanks.
The Most High.
Appreciate it. It's a pleasure to share these airways with y'all, man, because it's knowledge, and it's knowledge for us, too. We soaking it in just like everybody else, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Where I live at,
I see the Israelites on a regular basis, you know, so I always stop and listen. To the guys, and you know, sit there, standing there with the Bibles, and they're bringing you the word. They're bringing you the word from the book, right? That's why I said earlier that they come with the receipts because no one can question it. You know, they're coming with the receipts. They bring in the truth, and they're backing it up. So, and you guys are backing it up. So, that no one can really question that. So anybody try to question that, I don't know what to say about that. It's just like, wow, you know. So anyway, but yeah, great to have you guys back. Great to hear the truth, man. Great to hear history. Great to hear our history and, you know, just knowledge, man, because a lot of us, we've so been brainwashed for so many years, and all before the lies and the fabrications that the white man has been teaching us and our children throughout generations and generations. You know, we got to, like, kind of, like, retrain our youth and retrain even our adults. You know, teach them. We got to, like, they have to unlearn and then relearn, you know. So I look at it. They got to, like, wash out the BS and learn the truth, you know. So that's why it's good to always listen to where you guys, when I see you guys, I always have to stop and pay attention. And you learn the truth. So that's great. All right, so, but anyway, with that being said, I'm going to start with the first question. And so, how do you guys feel about...
Not everybody talk. I introduce y'all, but we let the brothers introduce themselves and get locked in. You know, let everybody.
Okay.
Let the brothers introduce themselves.
Yes.
You know, before
we
start flowing. Go ahead, brothers.
Before we start, yes. Great idea.
Yes, sir. My name is Captain Amaziah, from IUIC Atlanta. Happy to once again be here with you, brothers.
What's going on?
All right, thanks.
This is Officer Matthew,
right.
IUIC, D.C.
And shalom, awesome. Brethren. This is Officer Phineas from IUIC, D.C.
Peace. Peace, Phineas.
How you doing, brothers? This is Officer Micah, also from IUIC, D.C. Glad to be here. Thank you for having us back.
Thank you, Officer Micah.
Okay. Pleasure to have you, brothers. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay, back to question one. How do you guys feel about the state of what's going on in the world today?
How do we feel about what's going on in the world today? Well,
going
on in the world today is Bible prophecy. So all of these things that's going on is for the sealing of the saints of the Lord. We're seeing Corona. I don't even know if I can say it on this platform. The virus going around.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
You know, some platforms you get shut down if you say certain words now. You know. Right.
You're free to speak. You're free to speak on here. You good?
That's what I want to hear.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
So, right. Like I was saying, there's certain coronaviruses, different things going on the earth, and these things are for the sealing of the saints of the Lord, meaning this. The things that are going on, famine, insurrection, drug use, diseases, sickness, all these things are done for the glorifying of the Lord's people. Meaning, let me get you a scripture. Let me prove it. Revelation 6. I'm just going to go right to it. These are all, once again, for the sealing of the saints and the judgment of the Lord to come. If you could read Revelation 6 and 8 through 10.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 6 and verse 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed him.
This is talking about the so-called white man Esau. When you read up above, they have different color horses. They're all talking about the so-called white man, except the dark horse, which is the dark nations being oppressed and colonized by the other horses. It's parable talk, hip talk, right? But with this horse here, death and hell follows him, right? Read on.
And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth.
So this white man has power. Keep going.
To kill with sword and with hunger.
Uh-huh.
And with death.
Uh-huh.
And with the beast of the earth.
though, it just mentioned four different types of death that's going to come from this type of man. It said to kill with the sword, meaning weaponry, with hunger, famine, with death, and with beasts of the earth. If you guys look at something called and look up the definition of zoonosis, what this man has done is taken animal DNA and mixed it with the coronaviruses to enhance these viruses, COVID-19, coronaviruses, the different, what do you call it? Now you got the variants, right, the variants. Now you got Omicron. You had the Delta variant. Fauci just came out today saying, hey, there's going to be more coming. You understand? Keep going. So now, before we keep going, our people that are in the body of Christ, in righteousness, that have died this way, this is the sealing of the saints. Once again, this is all for the glorifying of the saints, to seal the saints. Go ahead.
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God.
Uh-huh.
And for the testimony which they held.
Read.
And they cried with a loud voice, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
Okay, so the saints that are already passed, they're still praying to the Lord. When are we going to get vengeance? When is it time for us to get vengeance? Let's see what happens. Verse 11.
And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season.
Because they're not with us physically on the earth no more. Go ahead.
Until their fellow servants.
Here's the point. Until their fellow servants.
Also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Did y'all see that, brothers? So the saints have to go through the death, the famine, the killed by wild beasts and those type of things to be sealed, for it to be fulfilled. Until then, all these things are going to continue to happen. Listen, if y'all remember after 9/11, what did they call it? Oh, this is a new norm now. Guess what, y'all? This is another new norm now. And we're going to have to accept that. Things are not going back to the way they were. So
yeah.
I hope that answers your question there, brother.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny you talk about famine. Now, when you talk about famine, like, I listen to the news and hear what's going on. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but Bill Gates, he bought up a lot of farmland and some other
yes.
They're buying up farmland. Truckers were talking about this big strike where they're not going to deliver food to these stores. I don't know if you know
yes.
this in some areas. Some of these stores, like when you go to buy groceries and stuff, the shelves are starting to become more and more like bare, like less food on the shelf, because they're going to try to starve us out down the line. And that's what you said when you spoke on that part in the Bible that talks about, you know, famine, you know, from, you know, the pale horseman and everything, pale horse, and how you speak
yes, sir.
On famine. It made me think about that, because that's what's happening now. Like everything things that I read in the Bible and stuff like that, it's like it seems to be now coming to pass, you know, from the book of Revelations and a lot of other books. So, yeah, so I was like, wow, you know, that's
right.
Yeah, those are how it is. Yeah.
Right, right. And if you look at it, 2 days ago in Canada, the president or whatever you call him, the prime minister of Canada, just fired 72,000 truck drivers because they didn't want to take the vaccine. Their shelves.
They fired 72,000 truck drivers because they didn't want to take the vaccine. You see that?
72,000 truck drivers. Yes.
In Canada,
their shelves are about to be bare because most of the food, you know, they don't grow no oranges and things of that nature. That's down here. They get their food from down here. Some of their food from down here, they're not going to be able to get in. They're not going to be able to get their food. So what's going to happen?
Let's look
at the ramifications now. We can't just say famine. Something comes with a famine. You're not in your right mind. Meaning, now you're going to do what you got to do to survive, to get food. You may have to kill somebody. You may have to rob people. You understand? Mm-hmm. You may have to break in somebody's house. You know?
Just to
if
eat.
You're not preparing just to eat. So along with famine, there's other things that come behind it. Crime comes behind it. Violence comes behind it. Insurrection comes behind it. You understand?
Yeah.
And the Bible talks about all of that.
Right, yeah, exactly. And that kind of leads me to what I was going to ask you next. Do you think COVID pretty much is the modern-day plague the Bible speaks of, which I feel like I know the answer to, but that's like you brought it up without us even having a, you know what I mean?
It's like you answered two questions.
Matthew, officers, any of you officers wanted to add on anything to that?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a few scriptures. Can we go to 2 Ezra chapter 16, and we're gonna start at 11 because as Captain brought out, he pulled it out in Revelation, and we're gonna expound a little bit on it in 2 Ezra.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 16 and verse 18.
No, start at 11.
Verse 11. The Lord shall threaten.
So it says, the Lord shall threaten. So when we're reading about these horses in Revelation 6, the Lord is the one that prophesied this. The Lord is sending these things upon the earth. Come on.
And who shall not be utterly beaten to powder at his presence?
That's a rhetorical question. The Lord will smash anybody into powder, meaning what the Lord threatens with is going to come to pass. We're looking at the fulfillment of these prophecies unfold right before our eyes. Come on.
The earthquake.
We just had a major earthquake at the Tonga volcano. Come on.
And the foundations thereof. The sea ariseth up with waves from the deep.
And when that thing went off, it caused a massive tidal wave. What do they call that thing? Tsunamis hit and all the surrounding islands. Fiji Islands, the Pacific, Hawaii. Come on.
And the waves of it are troubled.
Mm-hmm.
And the fishes thereof also. Before the Lord. The Lord.
Come on.
And before the glory of his power.
So that's the Lord just slightly flexing his muscles here on this earth. Come on.
For strong is his right hand that bendeth the bow.
Uh-huh.
His arrows that he shooteth are sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And shall not miss.
Meaning all the prophecies that's prophesied to happen, war, famine, pestilence, kill with the beast of the earth, his cat board out with stenosis. All these things are going to be fulfilled. Insurrections amongst the people. All these things are already prophesied in the Bible. We're seeing insurrections all over Europe right now. Come on.
He and shall not miss.
Mm-hmm.
When they begin to be shot into the ends of the world.
Meaning these things are going to happen, it says, into the ends of the world. Come on.
Behold, the plagues are sent. And shall not return again until they come upon the earth.
Meaning those plagues came out of the Lord's mouth and they're being fulfilled on the earth right now. Come on.
The fire is kindled and shall not be put out till it consume the foundation of the earth.
Come on.
Like as an arrow which is shot out of a mighty archer returneth not backward.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, the plagues that shall be sent upon earth shall not return again.
Meaning those things are going to be fulfilled. But what the Lord says will come to pass. Come on.
Woe is me. Who will deliver me in those days?
You see that Ezra's prophesied, woe is me. Who shall deliver me in those days? He sees the evils that are taking place in our days way back then. Come on.
The beginning of sorrows and
this
great
is the This is the beginning of sorrows. We thinking it's bad now. It says, these are the beginning of sorrows. Come on.
And great mourning.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of famine.
It's what?
The beginning of famine.
You got nobody's ever seen empty grocery shelves like we have. I've never seen empty grocery shelves on the scale that I'm seeing now. Come on.
And great death.
Uh-huh. And what?
And great death.
What they don't talk about is because of the COVID lockdowns, over 25 million people worldwide starved to death. They don't even put that figure in the news. Come on.
The beginning of wars.
What?
The beginning of wars.
What's going on in Ukraine right now? They're about to pop off a proxy war with Russia and the U.S. The U.S. has sent billions of dollars of weapons in there. Come on.
Powers shall stand in fear.
Come on.
The beginning of evils. What shall I do when this evil shall come?
All right, read a little quicker. Come on.
Behold, famine and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourges for amendment.
Meaning these, the Lord is sending these things on the earth to afflict us into repentance, so the number of the saints shall be sealed. That's what's going on here. So as those that are chosen by the Most High God sees what's going on, we're going to wake up and repent. Come on.
But for all these things, they shall not turn from their wickedness.
Meaning most of our people seeing all the evils, empty grocery shelves, the vaccine, putting people to death left and right, the COVID putting people to death left. Our people still not going to repent. Empty grocery sales, they still not going to repent. Come on.
Nor be always mindful of the scourges.
And they not, two-thirds of our people will not consider the scourges that are coming upon the earth. Come on.
Behold, widows shall be so good seat upon earth.
Uh-huh.
That they shall think themselves to be in good case.
But some of our people still in that day going to be able to get food. They're going to think everything is all good. Come on.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
You know what's crazy about that?
What's that, sir?
You have Joe Biden, Jim Crow Joe.
Right.
Giving out. What do you call it? The stimulus money, like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So that's why it says, are people going to think they're in good case?
Yes.
The victuals shall be so good cheap upon earth that they shall think themselves to be in good case. We got Joe Biden to look after us.
Uh-huh.
He ain't gonna let nothing happen to us. He gonna make sure we nice and vaccinated, and I'm gonna get my food, and I got my money, my stimulus hit my bank account, and all of that. I'm gonna be all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's talking about. We think everything's gonna be good. Babylon is gonna save us. Go ahead, man, officer.
Man, you in the spirit with that. Thank you, Cap, for the backup on that. Come on, officer.
Behold, victuals shall be so good cheap upon earth that they shall think themselves to be in good case.
And that's what's going to happen to our people, a gift destroyer of the heart. We thinking everything is fine. He get on the TV and says his silly speeches and puts our people back to sleep. Come on.
And even then shall evil grow upon earth.
It says even then evil shall grow upon earth. I saw an article the other day that three men are now the father of one child. That's what the Bible is talking about. And we see that in a Negro asleep.
Wait,
in the article.
Say it again. Say that again. Three men are claiming one baby?
Yeah, they call them a truffle. Three men in San Francisco, three Edomite men in San Francisco are of one baby, co-fathering or whatever you call it. Yeah, I don't even know what to call that foolishness. It's three men. I guess they married or whatever they got going on. They're all three of their names on the birth certificate as they're promoting that as family. That's what the Bible is talking about. We as a people are seeing that, and we're not even considering how much the evils have grown.
They're right. They're changing the man, woman, and child. They're changing man to making all these other variations. You know, this is just ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. But
can I share something with
are
you?
Are you saying that COVID-19 is man-made? So, is it, do y'all believe it's man-made, or is it just something that you feel is just happening?
Me personally, I believe it's man-made. I definitely believe it's man-made.
Right.
We've seen articles, and there's been whistleblowers that have shown that it is man-made based on what I said earlier with the zoonosis.
Mm-hmm.
Zoonosis is the science of mixing animal DNA with what was already in the earth for thousands of years as coronavirus. Coronavirus been in dogs and different animals for thousands of years already. But what they did was...
Go ahead. I'm going to say something after that.
No, I was just going to say that's what they did. They mixed animal DNA. If you look up coronavirus right now on Google, you could Google it. And you'll see what it's mixed with. It, Google will even tell it to you. It's mixed with different animal DNA.
Y'all
yes,
remember
sir.
The flu shot, right? It was pushing that the flu shot on anybody to take. The flu shot also
yes.
has animal DNA. The flu shot has the now you're saying the coronavirus, the COVID-19 has animal virus and animal DNA. And I believe because
yes,
that's the
yes,
same
sir.
Thing I heard about the flu shot. They're putting animal DNA, so they're making these viruses, putting stuff together and putting it out there. Yeah, so that's what they're
yes,
saying. These scientists in the CDC or wherever else they are, in Atlanta, Georgia, wherever the CDC is, I know they're in Georgia somewhere, but I think Atlanta. I think they're, Fauci, everybody was saying, they're behind all this stuff. But nobody is saying anything, really speaking on it, because we trust the doctors and the scientists and all that. You just believe in them so much, and the pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And they're killing us. But we want to put our faith
right.
and trust in all of them. It's ridiculous, man. It's just sad. We got
right
to really get a clue.
Yeah, we understand, fellas. Let's make no mistake about it. These scientists, the Lord is using this man, the white man, to do these things. He's not operating on his own agenda. Understand that. So we don't want the picture being painted as just the white man is doing what he wants to do. He's doing the Lord's bidding. He's called the vessels of wrath when you read Romans chapter 9. He's the sword in Psalm 17. So that's this man's job. The Lord uses him to send these scourges upon the earth, like something as simple as chemtrail in the air or putting hydrofluoric acid in your water. The Lord is putting it on this man to do that, to whip us into repentance. That's what's going on here. So we don't want to mix the messages as if the white man is all-powerful and nobody can stop him. That's not the case, fella. He's doing the Lord's bidding, as Pharaoh did the Lord's bidding when you read back in Exodus.
The officer said is correct. The white man is under orders. He's under orders from his daddy, Satan. That's what
exactly.
it is. And Satan takes orders from the Lord. So there's an order going. So I want y'all brothers to really understand this. The white man is in his perfect order. Satan is in his perfect order. Animals are in their perfect order. Trees, the waters, the seas, the moon, the stars, the angels. Everyone is in their perfect order except the Negro.
Damn.
Except Hispanics. Except Native American Indians. We're the ones that are not in our perfect order. We're the ones that left God's laws to go worship other gods and go be a homo or go change my gender or go do whatever the hell adverse to what God told us to do. Now we suffer for it. Now they can present a problem, meaning a coronavirus, and present a so-called solution, a vaccine. You understand? They're the problem and the solution for us here in this land because we have no power. Why we have no power? Because we left God's laws in God's laws. So the white man, he's the damn devil on earth. However, black people, we totally out of order. We jacked the hell up. And we hate God's laws. That's really what it boils down to, brothers.
Thanks. Yep. Because I'm glad you brought that up, because what we was going to ask y'all next is, are you pro-vaccine, anti-vax, or pro-choice? Two-part question. Also, do you think people should be forced to take the vaccine to keep the spread from happening?
Okay, well, me personally, I ain't taking no vaccine. I ain't doing it. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? And let me get a script. Let me show you something. Sirach 12 and 10. I'm going to show you a nice, easy, blunt, plain scripture.
Bring it out, Cal.
The
Sirach
book of Sirach
12 and 10.
The book of Sirach, chapter 12 and verse 10. Never trust thine enemy.
It's just that simple, my brother. The Bible says, don't trust this man. He's the damn devil on earth. Don't trust him. He creates a virus, then he creates a solution, a vaccine. A vaccine that's unproven, It came out of nowhere. They're forcing it on you. Last year, 6 months ago, they told you, hey, if you take the vaccine, we'll give you free beer. You take the vaccine, we'll give you a get-out-of-jail-free card. You take the vaccine, you get free sneakers. Y'all remember that a couple months back, right?
Yeah, weed. Don't leave weed out, Cap. Can't leave weed out.
You also
out.
Got
yes.
free women.
You
remember
get
that?
A 20 bag.
They gave people free
yes.
sex to get vaccinated.
Yes.
They had prostitutes waiting to get men sex. Yeah.
So now I want y'all to look at something, my brothers. The National Basketball Association is 95% vaccinated. Why the hell
yep.
are they still catching coronavirus?
Thank you. And why are they giving Kyrie Irving
well,
because he doesn't want to get vaccinated?
So I rest my case. I rest my case on that then. So the scripture says, never trust thy enemy. Keep reading.
Never trust thine enemy.
Uh-huh.
For like as iron rusteth, so is his wickedness.
So it says, like as iron rusts. You could polish iron up, make it nice and bright and shiny, but as soon as you leave it, eventually that rust is going to show. That's just like the white man. Eventually, this wickedness is going to come out. No matter how nice of a tone he uses, he might have got you a job, he got you this, he gave you a raise, whatever. The Bible says eventually his wickedness is going to come out of him. Keep reading.
Though he humble himself.
Uh-oh. It says, whoa. It says, though he humble himself, he's going to be your friend. He wants your best. He's got your best interest at heart. So you think, right? Hey, I got a vaccine for you, man. It's safe. Don't worry. Keep reading.
And go crouching.
Uh-huh.
Yet take good heed and beware of him.
The Bible says beware of that man. Don't trust that man. Go ahead.
And thou shalt be unto him as if thou hadst wiped a looking glass. And thou shalt know that his rust hath not been altogether wiped away.
See that? It's like wiping a looking glass. Now I can see clearly who I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a devil on earth. That's what the white man is to us. He's the damn devil on earth. He'll smile at you. He'll talk articulate with you. He will make you believe he has your best interest at heart. But time and time again, for centuries now, we know that is just not the case. Because I'm a man, I think I told y'all before, I go by results. When we look at the results of everything they've ever given us, the Tuskegee experiment, the syphilis, the gonorrhea, they did it also in Venezuela. Okay? And what do we get 50 years later? Bill Clinton says, my bad. America was wrong for that. Our bad. And move on. There's no justice for it. There's no reparations for it. We get a my bad. So black people are way too trusting in this man when they have not given any evidence that we could trust them. They've given us absolutely nothing for us to trust them so much. That's how we know black people are the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But all you got to do is poke a sheep, whatever way, which way you want them to go, and that sheep is going to go. That's what they do with us on their media. But whichever way they want us to go, all they got to do is put it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Talking that talk.
Matter of fact, I'm sorry. Let me give y'all an example. Now I'm thinking about it. Hank Aaron dropped dead after taking that coronavirus vaccine. Y'all remember that last
That's
year?
That's right. I remember that.
Hank Aaron took pictures.
Yes,
and he was so proud to take a vaccine and this and that, and he's going to be an example for black people to take the vaccine, drop dead.
Hey.
Now, they said
DMX had COVID or he had the vaccine. I think somebody said he had COVID when he died. Or the vaccine, one of the other, I think the COVID.
That's what I heard, yeah. But get this, see, with the Johnson & Johnson, this is what I heard, the people were dying from that because Johnson & Johnson was giving you, like, everything at one time. When Pfizer and Moderna, you had to go back and get the second shot. They would give you a small, like, amount, and then you had to go back and get the rest. But Johnson & Johnson was giving you the whole, like, a full dose, like, double the dose of what they was giving you from Pfizer on the first go round, and then people was just dropped.
Let me share one scripture with you. I want to show you what the problem is. Deuteronomy 32 and 20. I'm going to show you something. I got a question for you, brothers. People trust in the American government, or do they trust in God? What do you think? What do y'all think?
Government.
Me personally, I trust in
black
God.
People, black people trust in government.
Trust
in
government.
I'm
about God.
Okay.
I'm God. Yeah.
Okay, watch what the Bible just says right here.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32 and verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them.
I'm going to leave the children of Israel to their own devices. They don't want me to rule over them. I'm going to let them do them. Go ahead.
I will see what their end shall be.
Read.
For they are a very froward generation.
You know, froward means they think they know every damn thing. That's black people's problem. They think they know everything. And we're
right.
The ones at the bottom of society.
Mm-hmm.
While we think we know everything. Read.
Right.
Children in whom is no faith.
Damn, that right there. There you go right there. Read that last part again. What are black people?
Children in whom is no faith.
That's why Joe Biden can say black people save democracy. Then proceeded to give black people absolutely nothing. And you know what black people did? Black people when other black people bring it out that Joe Biden ain't doing crap for them, you know what black people do? Defend him.
Yeah.
You understand? Black people can witness Joe Biden's regime whipping niggas at the border of Mexico and Texas and still defend him. You understand?
Yep.
We are a people who have no faith in the Lord. That's why last month, look at how spiritual this thing went, how the Lord tested us. Last month, December 25th fell on what day, my brothers?
December 25th, Christmas?
What day? Yeah, Christmas. What day did Christmas do?
It was
say it again? What day? Yes, you're right. Saturday. What day is Saturday for the Lord?
Saturday.
Do you know? Anybody
Saturday,
know?
Right?
Yes. My question for y'all brothers is, what did the majority of our people do? Did we say, to hell with Christmas, I'm going to do what God told me to do and keep his Sabbath, or did we say, F God, I'm going to do some Christmas?
We go have some Christmas parties, sing some Christmas carols, and, you know, tell our kids that Santa got their gifts for them, all of
right.
that.
Now, look at this now. Okay, December 25th gone. We had another chance to do the right thing. The very next 7 days later was New Year's on Saturday. You think we decided to keep the Sabbath day, or did we do fireworks? We said, to hell with God's law. F that law. We want to do fireworks like the white man taught us to do. You understand? And go get drunk and celebrate New Year's with the little hat on, the little cone hat. That's black people. Children, that's why the Bible says we are children in whom is no faith. That's why we all lined up to go get that shot. The majority of our people. Go get that shot. You understand?
Now
think about this now. Some of our own family members are alienating us if we didn't get that shot.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You ain't vaccinated? No.
Your own family's like, yo, man, you ain't coming over unless you exactly.
Unless you're vaccinated. That's a fact.
That's why the Bible says we're children in whom is no faith. We have no faith in the Lord. We have faith in the white man.
Right, and it's crazy. It's crazy because even the people that's vaccinated is still spreading COVID. So that's crazy when you think about it.
Yeah. So I guess you already answered this question, but I'm just going to say it. And I believe you already answered it. So I'm going to say it. Does following government laws really help improve our lives? already know your answer, but I just kind of want to get it out there.
Officer Phineas, you want to answer that?
Yeah. Now, and I'm going to add on to what Capo was saying also, because just think, just common sense. The Most High God made man, and he made us have an immune system. What is the function of an immune system naturally?
The immune system is to fight off diseases. It's to keep your body
viruses,
healthy.
Viruses, diseases, and stuff, yeah.
Right.
Right,
yeah,
right, correct. So if God made man and made the immune system perfect to fight off the diseases of the earth, why do we now need something that man created?
Thank you. I agree.
Makes sense.
It's just like, you know, we've been on this earth for many years, brothers. And, you know, the flu shot's been out for several years. People get the flu every year, but not everybody gets a shot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I never, because I don't, every time I go to my doctor, she always say, did you get your flu shot? I'd be like, no, because I don't need a flu shot.
I always turn it down every time.
And now they ask me, do I get my vaccination? I say, no, I'm good. So I'm not really trying. I don't know why she's trying to ask me this question, but she knows what I'm going to say every time.
It's very hard to hear the brother. I can't really understand.
Yeah, Bobby, you sound like you're in an echo chamber, like, sound weird.
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, my immune system is good. So, you know, I feel like I don't need a flu shot. I don't need a vaccination. None of that. Yeah. Did y'all get that?
Right. Yes, sir. So here's what black people don't want to do. Why not take care of our own immune system and boost our immune system if we know these things are going on? Instead of eating unhealthy like the majority of our people do, why not change
like
our eating habits?
And
yeah.
All the fried,
you know,
chicken,
why not change
all that stuff you eat?
Change our eating habits. Start taking some vitamins, boost your immune system, herbs. You understand? Hey, give me that scripture real quick about the herbs for the service of man. I think it's in the Psalms. So the Lord made medicine out of the earth. Sometimes they're right in your backyards. You know what we call those? Weeds. You know what I'm saying? But some of those things are there to cure us of our ailments. But we don't take them because we're so westernized, and all we know is Tylenol and Motrin, things of that nature, and CVS. You sick, you go to CVS. You don't think about going to go get some herbs and drink some tea and flush out your system. We black people don't think, in America at least, don't think like that. In the Caribbean,
so
they do think like
that.
That.
I am so glad you said that, because that's exactly what they're doing. They want to destroy the rainforest, and they want to take everything from the plants and everything and put it in a pill and want you to get it secondhand, you know, from the pill. They want you to go to CVS and get this drug for that and that drug for this. And that's what they've been doing. And like you said, some people plant, you know, have gardens in their backyard. They have medicine right in their backyard. Herbs and green leaf foods. It's a bunch of antioxidants that clean out your system. But we want to go ahead and keep eating all these processed foods and keep taking pills and destroying our bodies. And another thing we don't do, we don't fast. We don't clear out our system. Like, we don't just clear everything out of our system. We don't clean our colon. You know, take all the food out of our colon and start over. Like, you know, when you power off reset your phone, cut it all off, power it off and power it back on so it can reboot. You got to do the same thing
right
to our body. You got to do the same thing to our body. You got to reboot our system. But we got to clean everything out and start over, you know, get things working the way it should be working in our system. But we don't do that. A lot of us don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, Officer Mike, you got that for me?
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 104 and verse 14. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man.
See that? The herb is meant for the service of man. These are what is supposed to be used to benefit us. These are our medicines. What the white man is giving us is not medicine. What he's given us is pills to mask the disease inside of us. Meaning what? The pill is made to treat your symptoms, but not take away what caused the symptoms inside of you. You understand? It may take away the pain. It may take away, you may have a headache. It could take away your headache and things of that nature. But what caused the headache to happen? Now watch this, brothers. Sirach 30. Go to Sirach 30 and go to verse 14. I want to show you something real quick.
The book of Sirach, chapter 30 and verse 14. Better is the poor, being sound and strong of constitution, than a rich man that is afflicted in his body.
You see that, brothers? It's better you be poor and healthy than rich and sickly. You rich,
exactly.
And you got all the money in the world, but you can't do a damn, you can't even leave your bed. You bedridden.
Exactly.
You're sick. You coughing. Your lungs ain't no good. You can't get no oxygen. You're no good to nobody. You're no good to nobody like that. Keep reading.
Yes, sir.
Health and good estate of body are above all gold.
Y'all brothers understand that? It says health and good estate of your body. You got to exercise. You got to eat right. You got to put good nutrients into your body. You got to put good food into your body. And guess what, brothers? You ain't got to eat 3 meals a day like the white man taught us to do. Because
yes,
then
sir.
Your body never yes. Your body never gets a chance to take a break by always being in use of the digestive system. You understand?
Right.
Keep reading.
That makes sense.
And a strong body above infinite wealth.
See that? A strong body is above infinite wealth. Guess what, brothers? We all getting older. You got to go to the gym. You got to do some push-ups. Go run.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your cardio right. Get your heart health going. Keep going.
There is no riches above a sound body, and no joy above the joy of the heart.
Watch this. Keep reading.
Death is better than a bitter life or continual sickness.
You brothers understand? The Bible says it's better you die than you continue to be afflicted by your sicknesses. It's better to just die. Go to sleep.
Yep.
Put you out your misery. You understand? But when you don't have a sound body, you're no good. You're no good in the fight. You understand? So that's why it's very important.
Yeah.
The white man, we know they want us sick. But that doesn't mean we have to play into their
into their
posture.
Right. Yeah.
In other words, they put the food there, the greasy hamburger. They put all the unnatural foods there. That doesn't mean you have to go and do it.
Yeah.
Yes. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, I want to show you this now. I want to show you this. Ezekiel 4:13. Because guess what? Here's what we got to understand. We don't make our own food. The majority of our food comes from this man here for our sins. Just like everything else. We are in this man's hands. You understand? We're in his hands. But watch this.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 4 and verse 13. And the Lord said, even thus shall the children of Israel eat the defiled bread among the Gentiles.
You see that, brothers? Go ahead.
Yes.
Whither I will drive them.
So the Bible just said we're going to eat our food, and our food is going to be defiled here. You understand? That's why we got to pray over our food and pray to the Lord that the food is nourishing to our body. You understand? The little nutrients that it has. You understand?
Yes.
So
yes.
even though we could talk about GMOs and plastic rice and this
right.
and that,
that's
guess what? At the end of the day, everything here is defiled. So we have to do the best that we can. That doesn't mean we could go eat pork, crab, shrimp, and lobster, but even the lawful food is not bearing the same amount of nutrients as it should.
As it should.
That's all that's saying. Right.
Yeah. Right, right, right. So for the record, brother, you're saying that we, like, it's okay for Israelites to smoke weed, or it's okay for them to, you know, consume weed for natural healing, like to heal their sicknesses and
no.
discomfort?
Let's watch this. Matthew, Officer Matthew, you want to answer that?
Yeah, so let's go to Titus chapter 2, because here's the thing with weed. You know, people, there are two sides of weed. And when the Negro typically talks about weed, he's generally speaking of the THC. And which a lot of our people, when you look at the benefits of CBD, brothers don't want to take that, and it's been proven to heal X amount of things. The weed is just used to get high, because at the end of the day, that's a coping mechanism to escape the curses that God put upon us by disobedience. We don't want to keep the commandments to get out of the hellish conditions. We want to self-medicate with alcohol, weed, or whatever. Let's get that Titus chapter 2 real quick.
The book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 2.
Uh-huh.
That the aged men be...
It says what?
The aged men be sober.
That's right off the bat, because Cap pulled out in Deuteronomy chapter 32 that we are children. Christ said the same thing in Luke. What does he compare to men like in this generation? They are like children. Read that again.
Titus chapter 2 and verse 2. That the aged men be sober.
Right off the bat, it says the aged brothers, we got to be sober. We got to be clear-minded. If I'm smoking weed and I'm getting drunk, that's not sober. Come on.
Grace.
Meaning serious.
Temporary.
Meaning having a balance. That even goes to our diet, what Cap was alluding to. We overeat. That's a European style. But there's some accounts when the conquistadors came over here to America. One man ate the same amount of food as a family over here in a week, in one sitting. This thing Uber Eats, Dine Dash, and all, it's just food 24/7. Meanwhile, brothers is getting fatter and fatter and sicker and sicker. Come on.
Sound in faith.
It says sound in faith, meaning our soundness comes, our faith is in this Bible. In the law, statutes, and commandments, and the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Black Messiah. Come on.
In charity.
Meaning having that love, that true brotherly love for our people. Come on.
In patience.
And in patience, how we got to deal toward another, not without mercy. A brother step on my shoe, I pull out the jammy and blast him. That's the kind of foolishness that's going on. But the Bible says in these last days, the aged men, we got to stop being children by first being sober-minded. So the Bible does not condone the use of marijuana.
Okay, so for all the people that got hyped up when he said weed, they got hyped up. Okay, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Yeah, sorry, but.
brothers, here's what you got to understand. Here's what you got to understand. The weed is a lust like anything else.
Right.
So some brothers' lust is women. Other brothers' lust is money.
Weed.
Other brother may have a lust to always kill somebody. But another brother's lust may be weed. You understand? So it's a lust like anything else. And that's why the scripture is talking about herb. And as soon as you mention herb, we think of marijuana.
Yeah.
Putting it in paper and smoking it. So that's what the scripture is not talking about. The scripture does not say nothing about putting marijuana to your in paper, rolling it up, and lighting it and smoking it. That's not
it. I'm gonna back that up real quick, fellas. I'm gonna ask you. Let me ask a question. We're speaking on anatomy and the body. What is the body's natural reaction to smoke getting in the lungs?
Cough.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You cough. If anybody ever smoked weed or smoked anything, the first time smoke hits your lungs, a natural body response was to cough it out. That's already letting you know that it's not meant to be ingested like that.
What the heck is this?
Any poison that comes in the body, if you eat something bad, you're either going to vomit it up or diarrhea it out. If I inhale smoke, I'm going to cough it out. That's the reflex reaction that the Lord gave us, so we just don't sit in a toxic environment and our lungs just continue to breathe in and out automatically without coughing to let us know, hey, don't breathe whatever's coming into the body. But the Negro destroys the air sacs in his lungs so he can smoke weed without coughing because his lungs is in the dead state just as his spirit is. So the Bible, the Lord gives you that automatic response to let you know on a carnal level, damn, if I'm breathing in smoke, the first thing I'm going to do is cough. That's letting me know weed isn't supposed to be ingested like right. that. You, right. you understand what I'm saying? So we
right.
got to
it's
really...
so simple, but it makes so much sense, man. I didn't even think about it. It's so simple, but it makes perfect sense.
Because your body is talking, telling you. A lot of people need to listen to what their body is trying to tell. Now,
you get this toxins out of me, like, it's like, it's letting you know, that's crazy.
Exactly. Now, let me just say this, though. Now, marijuana, right? Because now, we know that smoking it, your body is telling you something. Now, what if he took marijuana and just, let's say, made tea, like any black tea, green tea, or you did something like that? I know you can't put it in brownies or cookies, because that's just going to get you high. But what if you just... if you did a tea or something like that, is that different? Would that be like the way to ingest it, or is that just wrong altogether?
You mean like you saying like in edibles or put it in your?
No,
like,
I'm just saying.
Instead of
smoking it, like say you put it in water, you make tea out of it, drink it. Is that healthy for you, or is that still like bad? Is this because it's marijuana?
No, because the primary use. Of those things, those are self-medicating. That THC is causing you to be in an altered state of mind. When you actually look at the use of herbs, a lot of those herbs and things like that were used in witchcraft to alter the state of mind, to get people to be talking with spirits and things like that. I don't read through the scriptures where our forefathers were sipping on things to get high. The Bible tells us to meditate on the laws of God. Like, I'm gonna give you just read Psalms 1. Yeah, go ahead, Austin. Bring it out.
Yeah, give me Austin, Mike. Give me Proverbs 16:25, because you know Austin Matthew and Captain had brought out. You know, Austin Matthew brought out about being sober minded. You know, clear minded, not high.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man.
So to a lot of our people, it seems right, you know what I'm saying? God saying, I can get high, I can smoke, I can, you know what I'm saying, get some of this herbal. Because when it was talking about the herbs, it was talking about that. At one point in time, remember, all man and animals just ate green herbs. That's what everyone ate before meat was introduced. Read?
Yes.
But the end thereof are the ways of death.
Is the ways of death. So now. Think about this. Remember, scripture says, never trust thy enemy. In D.C. alone, and even in Baltimore, they have made the laws regarding drugs really free and liberal. Matter of fact, they even legalized it in D.C. So now, you think, so the average Jake, the average brother and sister, they think, okay, yeah, I can smoke all day, I can eat my brownies. But then guess what? You go and apply for a job. What do? Drug tests.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trap to keep our people on the bottom.
Facts.
And you gotta smoke the weed because you ain't got no damn job and you depressed.
Exactly.
Hey, can I get a scripture back up, Officer Phineas? Look at Psalms 83:1. Because here's what a lot of us don't understand. The white man who creates all these different policies, all these laws, he says you could smoke weed or the drugs is now legal in D.C. or Baltimore or wherever the case may be. There's always ramifications behind it. There's always a cause and effect. He doesn't give you nothing for your benefit. This is what I want our people to understand. Nothing here is done for your benefit. Everything here is something underhanded, meaning if he gives you something, damn well know he's taking something on the back end.
Well, you know that.
Let me give you an example. A couple years back when the Black Lives Matter people were going crazy and George Floyd got killed, Mike Brown got killed, Freddie Gray got killed, and all black people and a couple white people said, hey, let's take down all these racist statues in the South. Y'all remember that, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You all remember that, right? Then they said, okay, now they took the statues down. So they took that part of history. Now, the good white folks that love black people so much said, you know what, let's take critical race theory out of the school system. We're going to make that illegal for you guys to teach now. So they let you take one part of history, which you should have left to begin with, to see who your damn slave master enemy is. Since you wanted to be a part of America, they said take the statues down. But now, since you took them down, now we're going to take this out of the school system. We're going to take history. Now your kiddies, your children ain't going to know what the white man's done. You understand? Now they're going to make it illegal. They just passed the bill in Florida, and they passed one in Mississippi that you can't teach that in the school system. Critical race theory.
That's crazy.
You understand?
And civil rights.
Right. Read that. Psalms 83 and 1.
The book of Psalms, chapter 83 and verse 1. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult.
So in verse 3 it says, our enemies, it says God's enemies. God's enemies are the other nations not named Israel. Make a tumult, meaning an uproar. God's enemies are making a tumult, an uproar. Go ahead.
And they that hate thee have lifted up their head.
They said, now it's time to destroy these people. Let's see what it says. Go ahead.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Stop right there. You hear what the Bible says, brothers? It says they have taken crafty counsel. Not regular counsel. Not okay counsel. Crafty counsel. They're going to pass laws. They're going to pass policies. They have think tanks. I want y'all to understand something. Wealthy lawmakers, policymakers. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that kind of luxury. They pay people to think, y'all. That's why I want y'all to see. And guess what? Black people only think for today, not these people.
Mm-hmm.
These people think 10, 20, 30, 50 years down the line when they pass a law. Think about this.
Yep.
When they pass a law in the Senate, that law first is like 100 pages long, has to be read and gone over time and time again for 6 months, 7 months until they pass that one law, y'all. You understand? And they've counseled about the law time and time again until it goes into effect. And then they vote on it, yay or nay. You understand? So these things are thought out for a long time by these think tanks. Keep reading.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Crafty counsel. Corona. Once again, coronavirus. That's what's hot in the news. Coronavirus. The vaccine for the coronavirus. Omicron. Delta. Bill Gates. The list goes on and on. Famines. Excuse me. Let me say it like this. A created famine. Let me say it like that. Not just a famine, because food is still around. It just ain't got to the ports. You understand? They firing truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
These are all crafty councils. Critical race theory being banned in schools. That's crafty counsel. Guess what's next, brothers? I want y'all to think about this. You know, like how y'all love seeing y'all walk by, y'all see the Israelites teaching on the street? Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You know where this is going, right, brothers? If they're starting to ban speech in school, if they're starting to ban truth in school of what their ancestors did, eventually it's going to come to the streets. And we're not going to be able to teach anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is against us. Because the people are waking up. Yeah, the people are waking up. They're seeing this demon man for what he is, the devil on earth. And guess what they do now? They pass laws to stop us. But watch this. Hold that, Micah. Watch this. Wisdom of Solomon 2 and 11. I want to show y'all something. If I mention something, these guys pass laws. They have the strength of the law. Let's see if the Bible talks about that. Watch this. I'm telling you, brothers, the Bible has everything in it that we need. It has every situation covered. Watch this.
The book of the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 12. Therefore, let us lie in wait for
11.
The righteous.
11.
Verse 11. Let our strength be the law of justice.
Stop. Read it again.
Let our strength be the law of justice.
This is the white man talking. This ain't us. It says, let our strength be the law of justice. The law's on our side. We pass Jim Crow laws. We pass all kinds of laws that suit us and benefit us and oppress the darker people. You understand? That's why the Bible just said that's what this spirit is. Let what?
Let our strength be the law of justice.
Even when, for instance, like Emmett Till. Emmett Till murderers go on trial. Not guilty. Mike Brown murderers. Not guilty. You understand? All these people. Not guilty. Breonna Taylor's murderers. Not guilty. Even though she was asleep in her bed. Not guilty. 9.9 out of 10 times, they're not guilty. You understand? Why? Because the law is on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. So I know there's a part in the Bible that says, listen to the laws of the land. Right? Am I correct? The part in
listen
the Bible
the
that
laws
says, listen
of
to
the,
land. The laws of the land. We should listen to the laws of the land. I would say, I don't know what part of the Bible that's in, but there's a part that says that. Is that having
I think
you
may be
mentioned? He's talking about Romans 13.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You might be thinking of Romans 13. No, that's not what that's talking about, no. When
okay.
it mentions this, it's talking about oppression. When it mentions
okay.
in Romans 13 that we should listen and obey the laws of the land, that's how we survive
right.
in America because, remember, we're like sheep led to the slaughter. They can do whatever they want with us here. They can, like they said, they could pass laws to kill you, pass laws to further oppress you, to redline your neighborhoods, put you all in ghettos. You understand? Put these certain circumstances in your neighborhood for you to live with. You understand? So they
yeah.
could do all of these things to us, and then we have to still go to them for the majority of our opportunities here in this land. We
right,
got to go
now,
to them for food. We got to go
now,
to them for everything. So you got it, brother.
Now, I'm going to say, fellas, don't get it twisted. That doesn't mean that we're going to get down with homosexuality and things like that. It's talking about laws that do not conflict with the laws in the Bible. So we just want to make that clear.
Right.
So the white man passed a law to say to put two dudes together. The Bible doesn't teach that, so I just want to put that out there so nobody
oh,
might
yeah,
get confused
that, yeah.
and think that if the white man
yeah.
passes a law that you can marry a goat, then that we endorse that.
yeah,
no, yeah
no,
that's
no.
still illegal in quite
that.
A few states, so I just want to put that out there.
Right. I feel you on that. Good point. So since you're talking about laws and stuff, right, I'm about to ask y'all this. So what are your thoughts on the state of the economy? Two-part question. What are your thoughts on the state of the economy and was the country in worse condition under Biden or Trump?
Officer Finish, you want to get that one?
Well, it's more of a – well, we read earlier about how – what's the state of this country. This country, according to Scripture, is Babylon the Great, which is spiritually – Sodom, and spiritually Egypt. It's spiritually Egypt because we were slaves here in this land just like we were slaves in Egypt. And spiritually Sodom because this is the number one country that pushes sodomy across the earth from across Europe that move here just because this country has passed laws where two men can marry. So this land here is spiritually Sodom. And this is actually going right back to what Captain just spoke about. when you look at, give me Psalms 94:20. This is kind of backing up what Captain brought out earlier about the laws of the land.
The book of Psalms, chapter 94:20. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee?
See that thing? It says, shall the kingdom of sin, the throne of iniquity, the kingdom of sin. Babylon the Great, America, is a kingdom of sin. Read.
Which frameth mischief by a law.
You see that thing? They frame mischief by law. So Officer Matt brought out just a few minutes ago, you can marry a damn goat. In certain states, that's legal. You got people, you can look it up. You got people marrying their damn dog, and it's legal and is recognized by the state in this country. Framest mischief by a law. Now, that's against God's laws. Bestiality. Read on.
That they gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous.
You see that right there? That's what Captain Amaziah was just talking about. That eventually they're going to come against the righteous. Because the righteous teach God's laws and live it. So now, eventually, this kingdom that's of iniquity is eventually going to come against God, the righteous, those that teach God's laws. That's why we out here doing Ezekiel 3 right now. We're giving a warning. We're giving a warning to our brothers and sisters to repent, keep the commandments and the faith in Christ, to come up out of Babylon, to come up out of her customs. Stop celebrating damn Christmas, Easter, New Year's. All of these are pagan holidays. They go against the Lord. But you got to think, just like Officer said earlier, the so-called white man is set up to put foot in our behind because we didn't obey God's laws. Like, even when I was a young child, I always wondered, why the hell did my people go into slavery? But now, when I came into the truth, I understand why when you read Deuteronomy 28, verses 15, the curses that was put upon our people for disobeying God's laws.
Hey,
that's
officer.
Yes, sir.
Officer Phineas, can you get them Romans 13 so they could just see for themselves?
Oh, yeah, let's get that. Romans 13.
Just to back up what you said.
The book of Romans,
start at verse 1.
The book of Romans, chapter 13 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers.
So you see that thing? It says, let every soul be subject to the higher power. So now the higher power, well, we know the Most High is the Most High, but in the laws of the land, the higher power is the government, right? So thou shalt not kill. That's the law of the Most High God. But it's also a law of the land. Read on.
For there is no power but of God.
See that thing? So like Captain said earlier, and Officer Matt said earlier, the Most High God allows this kingdom to do what they do. Read.
The powers that be are ordained of God.
You see that thing? It says it's ordained of God. So that means the Most High God allows this kingdom to rule. Read.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God.
You see that thing? Whoever resisteth the power resists the order of God. That's why if you have somebody that breaks the law of thou shalt not kill, what happens? He's either killed himself or he goes to prison because he resisted the powers. Read on.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
You see that thing? Meaning punishment. You that resist, you're going to receive that punishment.
For rulers are not a terror to good works.
You see that thing? But, so what that's saying is the rulers, they're not a terror to those that obey and follow the laws. Read.
But to the evil. Will thou not be afraid?
That's it on that?
No. Keep reading in verse 4. Look at
verse 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good.
See that thing? Hey, we've been saying that like most of the call, that the white man is the minister. Read that part again.
For he is the minister of God to thee for good.
So, see that thing? It says he is the minister of God for thee for good. So, yeah, he's putting foot in behind. That way we will do what? Return back to the Most High. Because we are underneath our oppressor, we get now behind oppressed in this country, at the bottom of damn society, even though we've been here for multiple generations, we still are at the bottom as a people. Matter of fact, remember, during the 60s, we had strong black families. What did they do? Put drugs in our neighborhood, create Section 8, and destroy the family. Feminist movement came in and destroyed us. Now look at our community.
Right, and welfare. And I'm going to go off there because what I was bringing up, I'm going to tie this into the economy real quick and what's going on here. Jump back.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Finish verse 4. You didn't finish verse 4.
Oh, he ain't finishing
that? When you read the end of verse 4, it's showing what's happening to us by the white man, and we can't figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Romans, chapter 13, and verse 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid.
You see that thing? If you don't keep God's laws, statutes, commandments, be afraid of the powers that be. Read.
For he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God.
You see that thing? So all of the weapons that he's killing our people with, it says he bears not that sword in vain because the Most High God set him up to rule. Read.
A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
You see that? That goes right back to what Officer Encott was saying earlier about how the white man is set up. He's set up. The Most High God allows him to oppress the people. Why? Because we didn't keep God's laws. That's the reason why. It's like a rebellious child. When you have a rebellious child and your child does not listen to you, you beat their behind. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is our spiritual beating.
Right. And one of the ways he does it is financially. And I'm going to show you something how this all ties together. You're like, well, why do they go from here to there? Because we got to paint we got to do our best to paint the picture. Just read Proverbs 15 and 6. Watch this. And then when I want you to jump to James chapter 5.
Book of Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
In the house of the righteous is much treasure.
So the house of the righteous means the commandment keepers, those brothers and sisters that are repenting in these last days. The treasures is the promises laid up for us in this Bible. Come on.
But in the revenues of the wicked is trouble.
Let's jump to James chapter 5. We're going to show you about the revenues of the wicked and the trouble that is to come. Watch this. Start at 5 and 1.
The book of James chapter 5 and verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men.
Mm-hmm.
Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you.
The miseries is going to come upon this land. We already seen it with the devaluing of the dollar. Come on.
Your riches are corrupted.
It says what?
Your riches are corrupted.
This man's riches are corrupted. He gives you a Federal Reserve note. It's a currency. It's not even money. It has no value. Other than him bullying everybody on the earth to tell you what it worth is. Come on.
And your garments are moth-eaten.
Right. Now the dollar bill is getting holes all in it. It's no longer the world's reserve currency. People leaving the dollar. Come on.
Your gold and silver is canker.
Mm.
And the rest of them that shall be a witness against you.
Meaning what? All the evils, how he got his money by fraud, deceit, and primarily the transatlantic slave trade is what set this country up. Come on.
And shall eat your flesh as if it were fire.
That's why they don't want the Israelites teaching on the streets, because we teach about how America was made rich. Us bringing out the fire out this Bible is tearing this flesh up. That's why they're getting rid of critical race theory. That's why they're banning teaching about slavery in schools and so forth, like Cap said, eventually out on the streets. Because it's eating him up like fire the way he got his money by deceit and treachery. Come on.
You have heaped treasure together for the last days.
Right. This, you got to look at the revenues. They were saying something, one of them vaccine companies is making $1,000 a second or $1,000 a minute off these quote-unquote jabs. Come on.
Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud.
Brothers, have we got any, what do they call it, reparations for the labors that our ancestors did?
Not that I know of.
Not at all.
Read that top part again.
Not at all.
It says what?
The hire of the laborers who have reaped down your field.
We reaped down the cotton field, tobacco, sugar cane. Come on.
Which is of you kept back by fraud.
Kept back by fraud. Come on.
Cries. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth.
Right, meaning the commander of the great armies of heaven. The Lord is seeing the evils and hearing our cries. We can't even get equal pay for doing the same job. He's still keeping things back by fraud, even till his day. Come on.
You have lived in pleasure on the earth
and
been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter.
So that he's been living fat and deliciously off our labor as if he's not going to have to pay. Come on.
You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you.
We can't resist the white man. That's what Cap was bringing out. That's what Officer was bringing out. They passed a law, Jim Crow, segregation. They got to pass a law called affirmative action for the white man to even consider hiring a Negro. Come on.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord.
That's our charge. We got to be patient because of the disobedience. That's what this part, us being on this podcast, is to teach the commandments of God for us to possess our soul and his patience, because the Lord is going to bring the judgment. Come on.
Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth.
Meaning Christ is waiting for those brothers and sisters to repent. The Cap brought it out earlier about the sealing of the saints. It all ties together. Come on.
And has long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain.
Meaning he's not going to miss any of his saints that still. So as far as his dollar and his economy is going to continue to crumble. Yes, the country is much, much worse now than what it was under Trump, and it's going to be worse under the next president. This place is on a continual decline. It's not going to get better for the Negro. Get Micah 2:10 real quick, and this will be my last scripture.
It's called the Age of Decadence.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, Cap, thank you. Because the Negro in the back of his mind is like, damn, I can't wait for the grocery store shelves to get full. Those days is over with. Understand what's coming on the land. It's not going to go back to how it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 20 years ago. It's going to progressively get worse. Watch this.
The book of Micah, chapter 2 and verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Arise ye and depart.
You see what the Bible tells us? It says, you Negroes got to wake the hell up and depart. Meaning what? We got to spiritually depart out of this place, meaning come out of the lies, the holidays, the foolishness of America. Come on.
For this is not your rest.
You see what the Bible says? For America is not the rest for the Negro. We was brought over here to pay for our sins. Come on.
Because it is polluted.
It is polluted. This place is polluted. Spiritually all the way to physically, including your food you eat. You can't even get clean foods, really. The scriptures already said we're going to eat our bread defiled. Come on.
It shall destroy you.
You see what this place is going to destroy our people that don't repent. Come on.
Even with a sore destruction.
And look how destroyed we are as a people. When you look at our brothers and sisters in Baltimore with the fentanyl epidemic, that is because we've laid down and have totally polluted ourselves spiritually all the way to physically. It's time and high time for us to wake up as a people and get our minds right before this place is utterly destroyed by the Lord.
Wow.
That's why Trump is saying make America great again, because he sees it falling. That's why Cap said it's the age of decadence. America is falling.
All praise to the Most High for that thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm, sure. I was bringing the denier. Let me ask y'all something, man. If somebody, look, y'all, if somebody that's on the line, I don't know who this is. Do y'all want to try to see who it is, see what they're talking about? Maybe somebody that's one of your supporters,
fine.
But I have no idea. All right, we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call. Area code 909. You're live on Israel Talk Radio with brothers from Israel United in Christ.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I'm from California. My name is Robert, and I've been listening to you guys, and I understand where you're coming from, but you're reading with the Bible with so much hate. Pick and choose verses and chapters and everything and break out the hate. How could you do that?
What is your point?
Well, you're using the Bible and you have so much hate.
Let me ask you a question.
Please.
Because we don't hate any. How you doing, sir? What's your name again?
My name is Robert. I'm from California.
Okay, Robert from California. We don't hate anybody. But we have, we may have gripes or disagreements or animosity towards certain groups because of exploitation, slavery, things, colonization, things of that nature. But I'll show you what some real hate is. Real hate is painting a white Jesus all over the earth. Real hate is redlining our neighborhoods. Real hate is putting our people into slavery. Then when we get out of slavery, setting up a Ku Klux Klan to lynch black people for trying to do the right thing and be progressive in America, the land where they were forced to be. You understand? So calling up a group of black people, so-called black people who are the Israelites, and telling us that we hate, you might want to address that point to your people who put us in this situation to begin with.
Okay, I see what you're saying, and I can understand that. I'm just sorry, guys. Just please don't read the Bible and use it and hate.
Let me ask you another question. The Ku Klux Klan, are they Christian?
No, of course not. They're not Christian.
No, you're wrong. They are. That's a Christian group. The Ku Klux Klan is a Christian group.
No, it's not.
Hold on, sir. Sir. You could just, all you got to do is go to Google. You see them in church with a cross saying Jesus saves in all their Ku Klux Klan outfits. So what I'm telling you is, sir, you might want to go address them in groups like that before you ever decide to open your mouth against us who are bringing out facts. You understand? We're bringing out facts right now, sir. These are things that, for instance, you can't say we lied about anything. So, like I said, you might want to go address those groups. Okay? Give me Revelation 13 and 10 real quick. Let me show you what the Bible said. I'm going to show you what the Bible said.
Okay,
you a Christian,
please,
sir?
Please.
You a Christian?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Of course I
okay.
am, yes.
Are you a Caucasian?
In fact, I am.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes,
let's
I
see
am.
What the Bible says. Watch this. Let's see what Jesus says. You believe in Jesus Christ?
Okay. I surely do.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to show you what Jesus said.
Okay.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, and verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword.
Do you agree, hold on, officer, do you agree that Caucasians put black people into slavery? Is that a fact, yes or no?
No.
That's not a fact.
Hmm? That's not.
And this is why.
Not at all.
So wait a minute. Hold on, sir. So okay, was the transatlantic slave trade? What was that about? The transatlantic slave trade. Were black people slaves here on the transatlantic slave trade?
The Portuguese.
Listen to me, sir.
The Portuguese.
Were black people here slaves in America from the transatlantic slave trade?
At one time, yes. Yes, at one time they were.
Okay. Were those people that were slave masters, were they Caucasian?
Some were.
Oh,
yes,
some were. How much? How many?
Okay.
How many?
35%.
Where you get your numbers from?
First, where you getting yours? Because I mean that it's a mixed culture that also played.
Okay, sir. So you're going to go say the Portuguese were it was just the Portuguese and all of that? You're wrong. These are different groups of Caucasians. Whether you're German Caucasian, fake Jew Caucasian, English Caucasian, Portuguese Caucasian, Dutch Caucasian. The key word is that the Caucasian race put black people into slavery. Micah, please read it again.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
So I'm sorry, sir, but the Bible says this prophecy has to be fulfilled. And your ancestors that put my ancestors in slavery are dead and gone. But this has to be fulfilled. So guess who your ancestors left with the tab? You. So eventually, when Christ returns, you're going to pay. That's what the Bible says.
But also, too, I have Christ in my heart that I can repent.
No, sir.
Yes, you can save me. I have Jesus Christ in my heart.
Hold on. We're going to have a dialogue here. You accuse us of hate. We didn't say anything evil. We didn't say we hated anybody. We didn't advocate any form of violence. We pulled out a historical fact. And the fact that you pulled out an arbitrary – hold on. You pulled out an arbitrary number of 35% of – it was just white folks. So the other 65 was Japanese? No. Get Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Because when we say the white man is a devil, the Lord puts the – spirit on Satan to move you to call in the show to validate the scripture. Right. Watch this.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and verse 29.
Uh-huh.
Happy art thou, O Israel.
So believe it or not, we're happy. Come on.
Who is like unto thee?
Nobody's like unto us. The Lord said we are the top nation on the earth. That's what God says. Come on.
O people saved by the Lord.
We the only people that's going to be saved by the Lord. What does the white man need to be saved from? Come on.
The shield of thy help. And who is the sword of thy excellency?
Uh-huh.
And thine enemies.
And what?
Shall be found, and thine enemies.
You.
Shall be found liars unto thee.
You found a liar on this radio show to say it was 35%. To sit there and say that Caucasians didn't enslave the so-called black man. You are a liar on a national radio show. Come on.
And now spread upon their high places.
So your high places, your Christianity, your government, the Bible is treading all on that to find you of the liar and the devil in the last days.
Hey, and then how are you going to call a bunch of brothers and try to tell them how they should teach their book? This is my book. This is our book that's on this call right now. This for you, sir, is not your book. You can't tell me how to teach my book. That's my book. That's my photo album. That's my history book. That's not your
hatred.
That's hatred right there.
I'm sorry, guys. Gentlemen, I didn't say anything about how you're teaching. I'm just saying you guys are talking about using the book for hate. You're using hate.
Let me ask you a question. What color is Jesus?
Who knows what color Jesus is? What does it matter? What color Jesus is?
Now, you are a Christian, right? You are a Christian, right?
Yes, I am.
No. What denomination are you? What denomination?
I am Old World Northern European American.
So what denomination of Christianity do you belong to?
Christianity of the Lord.
Okay, he doesn't. You ain't even a good Christian.
I'm white.
Listen, sir.
You're judging me.
Here's what I want to leave you with. Sir, Here's what I want to leave you with. The real Jews are black. You understand that?
Okay.
And Jesus Christ is a black man according to the Bible. And we're going to teach the truth of the Bible. And guess what the truth does? The truth exposes the culprits of the devil. Okay? And it just so happens that your race are those culprits. Give me that in Psalms 85 and 11, and we're going to wrap it up with this guy here. So just listen to this, sir. Listen to what the Bible says. Watch what the prophecy is, sir.
I want to hear it.
And like the officer said, Satan moves you to call in and validate the scripture.
Very good.
God hates the truth. You guys hate
that.
Truth. And hey, the host
Please,
of the show. Here's what you brothers gotta understand. The more truth comes out, they know their kingdom is about to be over. That's what they know. The more we teach this Bible, they know.
Real quick.
No, you cannot. Psalms 85 and 11.
When are you guys going to get out the
Psalms,
boat?
Psalms chapter 85 and verse 11. Truth shall spring out of the earth.
And that's what they mad at. That's why he's calling in. Oh, you guys are talking bad. I bet he hate critical race theory in schools too. Read it again.
Truth shall spring out of the earth.
The truth of the Bible is springing up all over this planet. You understand? Brothers out on the streets everywhere teaching this Bible. Go ahead.
And righteousness shall look down from heaven.
And righteousness is looking down from heaven. All praise to the Most High. So, sir, you have a good night, but we're going to continue edifying our people. Have a good night, sir.
All right.
We don't want to miss the forest for the trees, fellas. Real quick, let me make this point. We don't want to mess with what that was all about. The Lord is showing signs on this earth. You got to understand, that was an Edomite or a white man calling in a predominantly black radio station to validate what we was bringing out in the scriptures, to show you all in the spirit and the listening audience that this is a true book. This dude is sitting somewhere in California listening to a predominantly black broadcast. The Lord stirred up his spirit to show that he was a liar. He said he doesn't know what Christ looked like. The Bible says Christ is a dark-skinned man with white woolly hair. The Bible says he that believes on me, as the scriptures say, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So that brother, that Edomite, we know what he was called to do, to validate what we've been bringing out all night. We didn't mention anything about killing, hatred, murder. We just read the Bible, and he calls with his pseudo-witchcraft to put our people back to sleep. So brothers need to take note of that. That was to rock brothers and sisters back to sleep, to think that the white man loves them. He calls with the soft voice, and underneath that, he's a vile, vicious demon.
We talked about that earlier. Right. He come humble and everything and try to be like you. And he worships, we all know he worships Caesar Borgia. You know, the picture that they look at. He didn't want to say it in front of us, but he knows who he sees on.
Hey.
He has on his wall. He has that Caesar Borgia poster picture on his wall all over his house.
Right. And let me make a point real quick. Psalms 55 and 11. And then we're going to show the people, like I mentioned, the Jews are black and Christ is black. We're going to go to those scriptures too before we close out.
The book of Psalms
55 and 11.
Chapter 55 and verse 11. Wickedness is in the midst thereof.
No. 55 and 20? Yeah, 20. 20. Try 20.
The book of Psalms, chapter 55 and verse 20. He has put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him.
Go to 21. This is going to show you just what happened. Watch this. 21.
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart.
Y'all brothers see that right there? He says the words of this white man's mouth is smooth. Brothers, you don't teach like that. Don't say it like that. But war is in this man's heart. War, fear, is what the white man is all about, y'all. No matter how sweet and soft he sounds, he come crouching and humble himself. The Bible says war is in this man's heart. Now, give me Jeremiah 14 and 2.
Cap, real quick, that was an example of psychological warfare where he's talking with the soft tone and everything the whole time he's looking to spiritually kill our people. That was psychological warfare. He know Christ is black.
Right. Now we're going to prove it. And then give me 1 Corinthians 15. Go ahead.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14 and verse 2. Judah mourneth.
So the Bible says Judah, the short word for Judah is Jew, J-E-W. Read it again.
Judah mourneth.
So the prophecy is Judah is in mourning. Judah is in mourning. Wait a minute. When I look in Israel and I see these white folks with the half a bra on top of their head, they don't seem to be mourning to me. They seem to be ruling. They have their own land. They have gay parades now. They got their own economy. They got their own military. They got their own paramilitary. It's called Assad. Oh, Mossad, right? So they're all situated. They're not in mourning. But who is in mourning, y'all? The black man is always getting shot by his own people and the cops. The black man who's oppressed throughout this earth. We're the ones that always got to march. We always got to hold the peace rally. We're in mourning. Go ahead.
Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish.
And the gates. When you put a gate is used for protection, to keep something out. So it says Judah's gates are languishing, meaning what? Their leaders are languishing. Their protection is languishing. They don't mean us no good. Your Jesse Jacksons, your Reverend Al Sharptons, right? They don't even call themselves black leaders. They say, oh, we're civil rights leaders. Go ahead.
They are black.
What color are the Jews?
They are black. To the ground.
There you go.
Okay. There you go right there. They are black unto the ground. Genesis 2 and 7. I didn't forget about 1 Corinthians. Genesis 2 and 7. So now the young man knows, the good, pure white man, Caligula, knows that Jesus is black and the Jews are black because Jesus was a Jew. Let's go to the first man.
The book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
Brothers, I got a silly question, not a trick question, but a silly question. What color is the dust of the ground, brothers?
It's a dark color. It's
like
a
what?
Dark color.
Like what?
Black. Like soil, like a little dark blackish color.
Yeah. Or a dark brown, right?
A dark brown. There you go.
Yeah. So wait a minute. How the hell you get a non-melanated red pinkish guy out of that?
It's facts. Facts.
That's not racism. That's plain truth.
Facts.
That's not racist.
Yep.
So now if truth sounds racist to you or truth sounds like hate, you got a question, what the hell have you been taught? If it sounds like hatred to you, this is what the Bible says. So now you're reading something, we're bringing out things that go contrary to your belief system that is truth. Guess what that's proven now? Truth is the new hate. That's what it is. For those that hate truth. Truth is the new hate for those that hate the truth. Now, give me Revelation 1 and 14. Officer Phineas, you want to bring out Revelation 1 and 14?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you didn't want that Corinthians, Scott?
Bring that out after.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 14.
Yep, start of verse 1.
Verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ.
All right, so it's saying the revealing. Revelation means to reveal of Jesus Christ. Read.
Which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
Okay, so John revealed Christ. Then jump to verse 14. Let's get to the point.
Verse 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool.
So right now, John is describing Christ. He saw him in a vision, and he's describing Christ. He's saying that the head and his hair, so the head on his head and the hair on his beard, were white like wool. So in this part, you got to remember, it's showing you texture, woolly hair. What nation of people have woolly hair?
There's only one nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
Black. That's right. That's plain. Mm-hmm. It's clear to see. Read on.
As white as snow.
So now, when our hair, which most times is black or a brownish color, gets gray, it's actually a white shade. So it's saying that his hair was white as snow. So it's woolly and it's white. Read.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
And his eyes were a flame of fire. Why? Because when you read Genesis 49 and 12, Christ drunk wine. Now, our people, when sometimes we have a little wine, the whites of our eyes turn what color, brothers?
Oh, red.
Red.
Right. Because remember, now Christ wasn't a drunk. Because remember, one of his first miracles was turning water into wine.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
And his feet like unto fine brass.
So now we're talking about the color of Christ's feet. It said his feet was like fine brass. Now, what color is brass? Because remember, the guy earlier said, well, Jesus never had no color, but the descriptions are saying he has a color, fine brass.
It's like a dark
what color
brown.
Is that?
Yeah.
It's a dark brown, right? Okay, let's read on.
As if they burn in a furnace.
See that thing? So now we take anything. We can take white rice, put it in the oven, and if we burn it, what color does it come out?
Black.
He burned
black.
Anything. It's going to be
black.
So not only is he dark-skinned, he's dark-skinned. It's saying it started out with brown, and that brown was burnt. So this is a dark-skinned brother with woolly hair, a woolly head on his head, and a woolly beard. So that's the description of Christ right there. And it also describes him again in Daniel 10 and 5 and 6.
There you go.
It doesn't sound Caucasian.
It doesn't sound Caucasian. Hey, officer, was you planning on getting that Daniel 10?
Yeah, let's get that. So this is another precept because, he was saying, y'all jump around the Bible. Yeah, precept upon precept. This is another precept describing Christ again. Let's get Daniel 10, 5, and 6.
The book of Daniel, chapter 10 and verse 5. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen.
So hold on. Once again, it's saying, I looked. And behold, meaning I am visually seeing someone. Read.
Whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ephah.
So now Christ is standing there. He has a girdle belt on. Read.
His body also was like the barrel.
Uh-huh.
And his face as the appearance of lightning.
Because Christ's face. He glowed. Read.
And his eyes as lamps of fire.
So now they're going right back to the same thing I mentioned earlier in Genesis, where he drunk wine, his eyes were reddish, and the whites of his eyes were reddish. Read.
And his arms and his feet, like in color.
Hold on. It said his arms and his feet were like in color. So now a lot of Christians will have us to believe that Christ was invisible and nobody saw him. But yet the scriptures say he walked the earth and people saw him and interacted with him. Right? So now the scriptures are saying he was like in color. Read.
And his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass.
There we go. It's saying the same thing again.
There you go.
You see that? Like I brought earlier, our oppressors
have made us to believe a lie. That's the hate that Captain says. That's the hate right there.
Right. Well, putting a white Jesus up all over the earth, that's hatred. That's the real hatred. They put up
how many times we got to tell them? I'm sorry, man. How many times we got to tell people the same thing? Like, they don't get that? Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah, you know, it says it right there in the Bible. You know, how many times you got to tell
but
people they don't want to get it? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing, brother. It's not for them to get. It's not their book. It's for our people to get.
Yes,
yes, facts. You know, so as long as our people get it, and that's what a lot of them hate. They hate that our people are getting edified and are waking up and coming out of their ways and their philosophies. That's the threat.
Yes.
Hey, give me that in 2 Corinthians. I think it's 4 or 2. 2 Corinthians 2 about the smell of death. I'm going to show you what happened today.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2 and verse 15. We are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved.
Right. So it says, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. Okay, meaning we're teaching Christ's word. We're edifying our people, right? And them that are saved. The goal is for our people to repent. One third get the kingdom, as well as 144,000 gets sealed. Right? Keep reading.
And in them that perish.
Read.
To the one we are the savor of death unto death.
Oh, you see that, brothers? We are the savor of death unto death to certain people. You understand? We're the smell of death to them because our people are waking up and coming out of their ways. That's what they know. In their spirit, they know. We're teaching thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Don't commit adultery. These things are death for them. These things are death for their society. That's what they know in their spirit. You understand? We come out of those things, guess what? We'll fall without us having to pick up a gun. That's what they know. In their spirit, they know. Go ahead.
And to the other, the savor of life unto life.
So right now, brothers, you two brothers, we're breathing life into you. We're showing you there's a better way. And there's, guess what? There's the kingdom to come. This is just, this is nothing. This is a mirage. This is a shadow. This is oppression. This ain't nothing. But there's greater coming, brothers. That's what we're trying to show you, brothers. Go ahead. That's it.
And you know what? I can honestly say, like, you know, I had a stressful, like, you know, past few days and everything, but this just made me just feel so calm. I just, man, I'm on cloud nine, right? I feel like I smoked a blunt just listening to this verse, man. It just,
oh, man.
I don't damn. Know it just, what it does to you, man. It just puts you on cloud nine, you know? Like, I'm like, man, you know?
Yeah, leave the blunt alone, brother. Get high on the scriptures.
Right, right. Hey, you know, I haven't had a blunt in, like, over 10 years, so I'm definitely, you know, keeping a sober mind and a sober body, so... You know,
the
things like this make me hot. You know what I mean? Like, hearing the words from you, brother, like that gives me that high feeling of, like, man, just that adrenaline rush. You know, it feels so good. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
appreciate you, brother, for that. So, look, check this out, y'all, real quick. Like, I don't want that little, you know, him, Paul, you know, and Sammy said whatever. I don't want that to be the last thing that was talked about, so I wanted to ask y'all real quick. You know, we got to wrap up, but I did want to ask y'all, you know, what do you feel about, well, put it like this. What happens when there is no male leadership, and, like, what's the importance of male leadership, because we wanted to get to that, but that cut into the time, so I ain't want to end it with him. You know what I mean? So what y'all think about that?
Yes, Officer Matt, you want to answer?
Yes. So the importance, well, the lack of male leadership, we see the fruits of that in our community today. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 3. Watch this. We're going to read Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. So this is going to, you know, answer your question about that, and then we're going to get the law. Read that.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 3, and verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressor, and women rule over them.
Read that again.
For my people.
So it says, as for the children of Israel, or the Israelites, it says, children are what?
Children are their oppressors.
So, brothers, who's doing the drive-by shootings, the robbing, the raping in our community? Is it brothers in their 50s and 60s? Who is it?
Young people.
The young ones.
Right. Right. You don't see that in any other community. When you look at any other race, you don't see children running amok in the community causing havoc. So it says, as for my people, children are the oppressors. And what?
And women rule over them.
When you look at the prison population, it's something, Kat, what is it, 85-90% of the brothers incarcerated come from a single-parent home? That's letting you know what's crystal clear. It says women are ruling over these brothers that are oppressing the community. Come on.
Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err.
Meaning women are leading these households, causing our people to err. Come on.
And destroy the way of thy path.
Right, so go to Numbers 27 and 16. It says, and destroyed the way of the path. The way of the path is keeping the commandments and the faith of Christ. These single-parent homes were really kick-started during what? The Civil Rights Movement, when they came in with the Great Society Act. In order for a sister to qualify to get on welfare, brothers, who had to be out the house?
The father.
Right, the men, so you got to look at it. You had civil rights, many brothers getting incarcerated. You had the Vietnam War where they drafted many brothers. Many brothers got killed during the civil rights. And so when brothers came back from Vietnam, Uncle Sam moved from the jungles of Vietnam to the woman's house. That's where you get the I wear the pants in the house and all that other stuff. We had the highest rate of two-parent homes prior to 1965 before the Great Society Act. That right there was just a death blow, one of many death blows, but a significant blow to the black family was welfare and really producing these single-parent homes. But let's go back to male leadership, though. I just wanted to make that point so we can see the picture. Read Numbers 27 and 16.
The book of Numbers, chapter 27 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation.
Men have always been set up to lead. Read.
Which may go out before them.
You see that? But today, hold on. Today, America says the black woman is in the front. But God says the men are supposed to go out before them, meaning be the head of the house. Come on.
And which may go in before them.
Mm-hmm.
And which may lead them out.
And which may do what?
And which may lead them out.
Uh-huh.
And which may bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
That the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep that have no shepherd.
So when you don't have a man in the house, it's like having sheep running around with no shepherd. What happens when the sheep encounters a wolf without a shepherd?
Do they run? Wait.
They get devoured. That's your school to prison pipeline. That's all these traps are set up, because they move the man out the way and they deal with the women. So that's what's going on in our community. That's the importance of us standing up, getting married, raising our families. You've never seen one empire kingdom on the earth that consisted of baby mamas and baby daddies. He can't go off the war to conquer the nations because he's tied up in the court dealing with child support. You've never seen that before. No empire has ever ruled having baby mamas and baby daddies.
And that
that's a fact.
Yes, child support. Yeah. Got all the men.
Yeah.
All this money know, and all this stuff. And when I walk the streets of, like, Harlem, like, I see the women with their babies, but there's no men there, and there's no baby father with them. Like, there's a bunch of women walking around with no men, like, you know, men who produce the baby, but they're not there in their lives. They moved on to somebody else, making the baby somewhere else, living with somebody else, you know. So now you got these a bunch of single baby mothers, women out there, and they're strolling and stuff, walking around looking
for all by design. No. That's all by design.
Yeah. You see that? I see that all the time. Every day, basically. Yeah. So that's a fact. That's a great point that you guys made, you know. So.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Was you done, brother? I'm going to interrupt your word.
No, I'm good. I just wanted to make that point to show the significance of a man, that the Lord set men over the congregation, the house, everywhere, that the man is supposed to lead. And, you know, with the sisters pushing the stroller and getting pregnant, the problem is they're being impregnated by men that are still, they might physically be 20 and up, but mentally a lot of our men are capped at the ages of 14 and 15. We know OGs in the neighborhood. They was talking about the same stuff in high school. They in their 60s out there talking about the same stuff. We
right.
Sex and alcohol. That's a fact.
And how much money they ain't got.
Exactly.
That's so true. Man. You know, about to let y'all go, Captain, did you have anything you wanted to add on before we get ready to close it out?
Yes, sir. I just want to say we do have a website, IsraelUnite.org. Check us out. Check us out. Okay, IsraelUnite.org. We have over about 70 schools nationwide, and we have schools in Africa, Liberia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Ghana, Uganda. We have IUIC in UK, Ireland, Netherlands, India,
Germany.
Ethiopia, Germany. So listen, the word is getting out. The word is getting out. Canada, forget Canada and the Caribbean, South America. IsraelUnite.org. Check us out. Come get in this body. We see what's going on. There's famine going on. Insurrection going on. I pray you brothers and sisters are preparing yourselves correctly, because that's what the saints of the Lord are doing. Let me show you something real quick. I forgot this scripture. I got to bring this out. Isaiah 55, and I think it's verse 13. 12.
Yeah.
One of them. You know what I want, Micah?
My servant shall eat. It's 65, and I think 12, Officer Micah.
Yeah, 13.
Okay.
So I want to show y'all something. Now, we started off the show talking about famine. The supermarkets are empty, y'all. Watch what the Bible says.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 65 and verse 13. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat, but he shall be hungry.
See that?
Behold,
God's servants. The ones keeping God's laws, they're going to prepare. They're going to be okay. They're going to have things in place. When this famine hits, we're going to be all right. That's what the Bible says. But those busy on Instagram, twerking it up, going to the club every minute, not preparing, you're going to be hungry. Go ahead.
Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty.
So we're going to have things in place that we're going to be okay, but you're going to thirst. Go ahead.
Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed.
You see that? But you're going to be ashamed, brothers and sisters. So you have to prepare. This is just a trial run. This is the beginning of famine. This is only the beginning. The food prices are going up, and the food is getting the stores are getting emptier and emptier, if that's even a damn word. Y'all know what I mean.
You brought this up. You know why? Because you answered one of my questions. I was going to ask you, right, is it time to stock up on non-perishable foods? That was one of my questions.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, yes, stock up. You could get it on Amazon. You could go to Walmart. They have the buckets that will last you 30 days at a time. I advise y'all to stock up on water, supplies of charcoal, things of that nature, just in case you ain't got no gas or no electricity.
Charcoal? Okay, yeah. Okay, right. You can burn. You can cook.
Yeah, wet wipes, soap, deodorant, flashlight. Yeah.
Batteries, right.
Right, batteries. So, once again. Say it again, brother.
I heard something about eventually cutting off power for some amount of time, and also the internet. So, I don't want to, I heard something about that. So, just in case, I'm glad you brought that up. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So once again, brothers, the website is israelunite.org. Check us out. Come to one of our schools and our locations. We're just about in every state in America as well as worldwide. Check us out. We are the Israelites that the Bible speaks of, the so-called black men, Hispanic men, Native American, Indian men. And salute to all of you.
Yes, sir. Salute, brother. We want to... We definitely appreciate you. We want to thank you for joining us again here on Israel Talk Radio. The brothers from Israel United in Christ, brothers, could y'all all just say y'all names one more time before we black out?
Yes, sir. I'm Captain Amaziah.
I'm off the mic. I believe I was finished on format. I got kicked off the call. I was finished here.
So maybe Officer Matthew got kicked off.
Okay, so Officer Matthew.
Officer,
I think
anybody?
He might have got
anybody
kicked
anybody?
Off.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, he had a few brothers got kicked off, but Officer Michael, Officer Finia, Captain Amaziah, but yeah, thank all of you guys. Once again, another great. Great.
Yes, this is part
show.
Two. This is part two. This is great.
Yes.
We appreciate you, brothers.
Yes, sir.
You know, make sure to stay out with each other. You know, this is great, excellent dialogue.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, brothers. Can't wait to see what they say on YouTube too. The comments from the first part was interesting. You know what I mean? Can't wait to hear what they say about this. You know what I mean? Amen.
All praise to the Most High.
Keep spreading that word, man. Keep spreading that word. We appreciate
you,
brothers. Yes, sir.
All praise to the Most High. Thank you for having us.
No problem. It's our pleasure. All praises. All praises. So this is Tayrell, Bobby G, Israel United in Christ, and we saying goodnight to everybody, all the brothers and sisters out there, all the 12 tribes. Amen. We'll see y'all next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, shalom.